Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot, or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisor products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Hello, you're about to listen to Investing by Faith. I'm Bruce Parmenter, financial advisor with Clear Horizon Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial, where we can help you match your investments to your biblical beliefs and your Christian worldviews.
Welcome to a very special program that we are offering today on WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, featuring the expertise of Clear Horizons Wealth Advisor, Bruce Parmenter. Bruce is a private wealth advisor practicing under the auspices of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. And Bruce would typically refer to himself as a biblically responsible financial advisor. And we're going to find out exactly what that means in the moments ahead. As I say, welcome to Bruce Parmenter. Bruce, thanks for being with us today.
Daryl, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it, and it's good to talk to you again.
Bruce, one of the things that we are going to discuss over the next hour is personal finances. We are going to delve into a number of aspects with regard to what personal finances are or what they can mean for everyone listening to this program. But it's a topic that a lot of people, unfortunately, tend to ignore, as opposed to pay the strictest attention to when they need to. Talk a little bit about how important it is to plan financially for just about every major life event.
Sure, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think the biggest problem is that money can be a very uncomfortable topic, regardless if we have some, a lot, or anywhere in between. So it's usually a situation where people just allow things to happen. They are reactionary versus planning things out. And we believe that as our Christian beliefs say, that we should seek wise counsel and plan for today and tomorrow. So when it comes to making decisions, and one of the words you'll hear me say a lot is stewardship, and when we are entrusted to certain things, time, talents, and monies, that we should plan on how we are going to be best effective with whatever it is that we're entrusted to.
Now, when it comes to making these kinds of plans and dealing with our finances, a lot of people don't even understand how illiterate they may be. And that's one of the reasons folks like you love to study the issue of finance, so that you can help people make more informed decisions and live with fewer regrets where their money is concerned. But people need to understand it's about more than just the money itself, and it's more than just advising people about money. For you, this takes on a more spiritual dimension, particularly when we refer to you as a biblically responsible financial advisor. Unpack that for us.
Yeah, so there, first and foremost, been a Christian for the majority of my life, and there are those that put themselves out there as Christian financial advisors. But there is a big difference between a financial advisor who is a Christian and one that is a Christian financial advisor using biblically responsible investing, starting from the very get, that it is all about stewardship, that we've been entrusted with money, time, and talents, and how best can we use those, and are we honoring with those during our stewardship. So we help people plan and really, like you said, undress or at least point out where there might be some conflicts. Unfortunately, today, most Christians would be sad to know that if they have 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, or any of these type of retirement accounts, that typically, and this is off the cuff, generalized, but most Christians will hold somewhere between 25 and 35 cents on a dollar in investments that will go against their faith.
That's why it's so important to be in league with someone who not only understands money, but understands how to plan financially, where our personal goals are at stake. The bottom line is this: people can invest in a way that is not only God honoring, but fits their moral perspective. And we're not necessarily talking about folks who happen to have a Christian worldview, but may also be people who want their moral conversation to be consistent with their monetary conversation. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the funnest portions of the job for me, is after all these years, is to be able to sit down with clients and truly find out what's important to them. At the end of the day, most people would say, well, Bruce, just grow my assets. But it's those that want me to help them do it by honoring either their faith or their values. So you could have somebody that maybe comes from a past of coal mining, and their relatives might have passed from miner's lung or something to that degree. And so they absolutely want to screen that out. Or they are something that they're absolutely passionate about, Boy Scouts of America, Susan Coleman Foundation or something to that, where they want to make sure that inside their investments that they are backing those type of places with their dollars.
Now, when we talk about investing dollars, there are a lot of people who believe their financial fate should be left to chance, and they'll just take life as it comes. They'll deal with things as they have to. We both know that that's not the best way to approach our financial situation. So how do you change the mind of an individual who's never considered using a financial planner, let alone a biblically responsible financial advisor like you, Bruce, and begin to change his or her ways? What kinds of events might help them look at this differently?
Well, first and foremost, I would point out that in Scripture, money is mentioned over 2,300 times. And if you compare that to anything else, the closest would be maybe love or hope at 700 or 800 times. So the Scriptures speak 3 to 4 times more about money, because there is so many different ways that we can be affected by money and so many different ways that we can use money, both in positive and in negative ways. Mm-hmm. So I think most people need to know is that every investment decision, every financial decision, every investment dollar, every dollar spent, borrowed, put on credit cards, is a decision that is interacting with other decisions. It's not just a loan movement. It's just not a loan investment. Mm-hmm. There are both consequences to the good and bad, however we do it.
Good, bad, right, wrong, values, no values. A lot of people don't typically attach these kinds of words to the financial subjects that you and I are discussing on this program today, Bruce Parmenter. And ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Parmenter is our guest. He is a Clear Horizons Wealth Advisor, Private Wealth Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. He is a biblically responsible financial advisor and takes that responsibility very seriously. But when it comes to values, no values, whatever the case may be, Bruce, don't we have financial or regulatory agencies, licensing boards, and such to help assure the integrity of the people who work in your industry. I mean, why make a big deal out of whether or not we have values, morality, or biblical verses attached to our view of money?
Yeah, absolutely. Ours is still one of the most entrusted industries in the world, and also one of the ones that is policed the most, meaning that we are under scrutiny, and our continuing education on top of our education and the designations that you spoke of are looked upon and can be frowned upon on a daily basis. So when it comes to this style of investing, I personally have what's called the CKA designation, the Certified Kingdom Advisor. To earn a designation, you have to have been in the business for 10 plus years, have very many state and national registrations as well, be a stock, be advised to still sell stocks, mutual funds, insurances, and then still have to go to school for up to a year to look at the biblical way to think and to invest and to take the investments itself and learn how to digest this and really find out if what you own is what you want to. Does it match your faith? Does it match your values? And just take all that in and make sure that you are doing what's right for your family and your money.
Now, let me ask you this, because some people may be a bit confused about the distinction between Clear Horizons Wealth Advisors and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. How do the two fit together?
Yep. So my practice, we are a small practice of 13. We have financial advisors in our practice that see clients on a regular basis, hopefully soon to be face-to-face again. But we operate and invest through Ameriprise. Ameriprise is the corporation that we work for, that our investments clear through. They are a Fortune 500 company. They are on the New York Stock Exchange. So when you're investing with Ameriprise, you're actually investing with Ameriprise, and you're using Bruce Parmenter, Clear Horizons, as the personal advice and advisor that are helping you along the way.
And that makes it clearer, I think, for anybody who might want to do business with you. And before we go much further, Bruce, what I want you to do is give people the phone number where they can contact you, the Clear Horizons Wealth Advisor with a biblically responsible financial role in their life. What's that number?
Absolutely. So anywhere in Metro Detroit, that number is 734-284-3700.
Once again?
734-284-3700.
And I understand that there are offices both in Southgate and in Troy, correct?
Correct. And we do wind up seeing clients in other parts of Metro Detroit. Those are our offices that we're allowed under regulation by FINRA law to as registered offices. But we do see clients in multiple offices. And from time to time, we will make house calls depending upon the client's needs.
So you can meet people just about anywhere in the metropolitan area who are serious about investing and then taking their investment to the next level. That is looking at their financial goals and their investment portfolio through the lens of a biblical worldview so that they can invest, they can save, they can support the causes they choose in a God-honoring way, correct?
Absolutely. So whether it's at the kitchen table, whether it's at the church, whether it's at a coffee shop or wherever it is that they need, as long as it's pre-scheduled and it fits into both of our agenda, or I shouldn't say agendas, that are schedules, then absolutely that's where it'll happen.
Well, that's good to know as well, folks. Bruce Parmenter is my guest. We are talking about your finances, and you're going to hear a lot from Bruce in the days to come. He is a, and I guess we should mention this because folks know that I, Daryl Wood, am the host of Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. You're going to hear lots of advertising on our program from Bruce, one of our newest advertising partners, which is one of the other reasons we are excited about having you support him by calling and asking what he can do for you and what you can do toward the better stewardship oversight of your resources, because Bruce is ready to have that conversation. And to that degree, Bruce, I've already talked with you about the financial regulatory agencies and the rigorous education that you undergo to become the kind of certified kingdom advisor that people can not only trust but plan for their future with. But you make a big deal out of the issue of stewardship. What is it, and why is stewardship important?
Absolutely. Well, again, we're entrusted with certain times, talents, and monies. And with our Christian beliefs, it's only right that we follow certain principles. You know, when it comes to the money, really there are five biblical principles that we want to follow. Number one is spend less than you earn, right? We do not want to be borrowing dollars on a regular basis. We want to make sure that we're not mortgaging our future by borrowing too much today. Mm. So number two is avoiding the use of debt. I mean, there are times and periods and things that we absolutely have to use debt. But if we have the choice between debt or not, we're going to choose not. So when it comes to your home, when it comes to your cars, when it comes to certain things, it's understandable that you're going to have debt. But we want to use the best of our money and be good stewards to that. Next, we want to build some margin. We simply want to have money put away for rainy days. Obviously, all of Metro Detroit and pretty much all the world has been affected by COVID. And a lot of people right now are without jobs. One of the first things that we talk to new clients about is setting 3 months to 6 months worth of money off to the side. The first thing we do not talk about is not investing. The first thing we talk about is not life insurance or health insurance or anything else, but it is, hey, is there money set aside for the rainy day? Mm-hmm. After that, we can move forward with investing. With that, then the next thing is we have to set both short-term and long-term goals. A lot of people need to realize that while both the economy and the stock market right now have gone through some tough times, that we have to be long-term focused. We can't be focused just on today. So we definitely need to make sure that when we're helping clients plan, that we're looking for long-term goals. And then lastly, being a good steward of the money is be able to give generously, you know, both with tithes and other situations or nonprofits. I mean, we're in a time period right now where nonprofits are really hurting. There are people that have certain needs, and the only way that those needs are going to be met are by people of Christian faith and, you know, programs that aren't sponsored by our government. So it's a time period where we need to go above and beyond just doing our biblical principle duty of giving our tithe, but to also give generously.
Now, you said something at the very outset of this list of stewardship responsibilities that I think a lot of people grapple with. And you've seen the stories and the statistics over the years, even the decades for that matter. Americans are not well known for the amount of money we save. As a group of people who work for a living every day, we are told that most Americans don't have a savings account that will stand them in good stead for a period of, say, 4 to 6 months, should an emergency like sudden unemployment or even injury of some sort occur. What do we do about a situation like that to get most people ready to save, Bruce?
Yeah, it's definitely a mindset. I mean, we're unfortunately in a time period where we want instant gratification. You know, especially now today with the COVID, but we've got drive through everything. We want faster internet. We want faster food. We want faster divorces and faster marriages. And we're just not willing to put the work in for most of these things. And in this case, again, this is one of the first things that we address when we're dealing with clients of any age, background, political beliefs, faith. It doesn't matter. The best rule is to make sure that we are prepared for the worst to happen. Obviously, we're hoping for the best, but we want to be prepared. And one of the ways to be prepared is to make sure that we are, again, we're spending less money than we earn and then saving for that rainy day. Because we don't want to go into debt for something that could be as simple as a funeral or a medical bill. Those aren't the things that we really want to be dipping into that emergency credit card or dipping into maybe a secondary loan on our mm-hmm. house. So we want to make sure that we really get the understanding that we really have to curb our needs. Our curb our wants and make sure that we're actually spending on our needs.
So what we're talking about is a discipline. And if I take it back to the Christian construct, the word discipline is a part of the word disciple. So the disciple is by nature a disciplined individual or one who is working on certain disciplines. Saving is a discipline. People who are going to be good stewards must develop the discipline of saving for a rainy day. So if I were to say, Bruce, come on, what's a practical first step? Help me out, because you know what? This is an area I struggle in. How do I take that first step? What do I do? What small incremental step do I take to become a saver? Just to get me started.
Yeah. So, you know, when the money is not in front of you, when the credit card's not in front of you, it becomes much easier. And like you said, it is difficult. But jokingly but serious, I'd say the first thing to do is hire me, because I can become a professional nag. Mm-hmm. But when you have somebody, especially of faith, the old mantra is iron sharpening iron. So mm-hmm. when you can look to your brother and say, listen, this is where your issue is. Remember when we talked about this? Remember when you said this was important? Well, these are the things that you're doing that go against what you've told me. So this is why we need to have a savings account away from the bank that's at the end of the street. You need to have a Roth IRA or some type of account where you can have money for the rainy day, but it's not easily accessible.
Well, making it tougher to get to that money is certainly one strategy that we can employ. Are there some more practical, say, rubber meets the road steps we can take when it comes to taking $5, $10, $25, or even $50 in a month's time and putting it somewhere that will help us in the long term?
Absolutely. And I think with some of the more common, but unfortunately not known, things to investing is that if you look at the compounding interest, and once people learn the rule of 72, they really can get a better handle on, yes, that $25 or $50 a week or even a month can make such a difference in a matter mm-hmm. of a short period of time. But I think the biggest thing is they can physically sit down with myself, with others, maybe somebody from the church, an elder, a deacon, but somebody that is very versed in regards to money, and sit down and do a basic budget. Really, there are only five things that anyone can do with their money. And mm-hmm. That is the money that they need to live on, the money that they need to pay their debt, the mm-hmm. money that they need to pay their taxes, the money that they need to grow, and then the money that they need to save. So really, when you boil it down, if you can sit down, put pen to paper, look at where you're spending your money and where you're not spending your money, and get those things in order. Unfortunately, most Americans today, as you alluded to, are probably putting the most of their money paying down debt mm-hmm. rather than living the life. And unfortunately, they are borrowing to live tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So if we can get these five in somewhat the right order, and having, you know, living being the first and then giving or growing next, mm-hmm. then that's really a good start, is just to have the basic understanding of where you're spending your money.
That's right. And what we're talking about here now is the, as you have put it, the allocation of resources. There are actually a couple of concepts that I think we need to deal with here. Those two concepts include the allocation of resources and the people's tendency to over allocate resources, as you put it sometimes in your presentation, and the concept of accountability. We need to add these words to our financial vernacular, do we not? Let's start with accountability. You've already alluded to it, but we need to sit down with someone with whom we can be accountable for the financial decisions we're making, correct?
Absolutely. I think that's where a lot of people miss the mark, is that they're all about setting it and forgetting it. I've hired somebody. I have a financial planner. My work has a retirement plan. I set it up. What more do I need to do?
All right. We're going to deal with the other A word, allocation. You heard our guest, Bruce Parmenter, financial advisor, talking about it. What do you do about charitable giving, taxes, debt, saving, and investment? These are serious decisions that you need to seriously begin to consider. I'm Daryl Wood, along with our special guest. He is Bruce Parmenter, Clear Horizons Wealth Advisor and Private Wealth Advisor Practice associated with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. We are back after the break.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
During difficult times, it's important not to be frozen by fear or complacency, thinking that Congress, the Fed, or your current financial planner will fix the impact of the pandemic on your retirement savings. The bottom line is, no one else is going to care about your retirement the way you do. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth, and reset your retirement for income using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book and a no-obligation call with an income specialist. 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store. Where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Hello, friends. This is Evangelist Anita Campbell, host of Bible Talk. I've got some exciting news now. In addition to listening to us on 92.7 FM and AM 1500, you can also stream us live on radio.com. Just go to radio.com, tap the News Talk, and scroll down to WLQV Faith Talk. It's that simple. Or pick up the radio.com app. Either way, it's fun, sounds great, and you're going to love it. Check us out at radio.com.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The death of Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man in Georgia, has highlighted some big issues in the rule of law. Last week, we saw an arrest of two white men charged with murder and aggravated assault and the fatal shooting of the 25-year-old. Once video of the incident surfaced on social media, the story rightfully exploded all over the media and in the public consciousness. Many are rightly asking why it took 74 days between the shooting and an eventual arrest. The Attorney General in Georgia on Sunday announced doing just the right thing, that Georgia would ask the United States government through the Department of Justice to conduct an investigation, as the DOJ is uniquely equipped to do. This is exactly what the rule of law looks like, and we'll be watching the case closely. For now, our prayer must be with the Arbery family and with the entire community as they grieve their loss and as we look for justice. I'm Albert Moeller.
ADF, fighting for those whose religious freedom is being violated.
folks. We're discussing your financial resources on this very special hour of programming on Faith Talk Detroit this afternoon. And my guest to talk about those very important financial topics, Bruce Parmenter, Clear Horizons Wealth Advisor. And Clear Horizons, of course, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Bruce is a biblically responsible financial advisor with certifications that not only demonstrate he knows what he's talking about, but that he has your best interest at heart. Bruce, once again, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate you having me.
I appreciate the information you were sharing with us before the break. We had a bit of a cliffhanger, informationally speaking. We were talking about a couple of words. We talked about accountability when it comes to our finances, and we also talked about allocation of resources. You are of the opinion that when it comes to allocations of resources, sometimes people tend to over-allocate, particularly in one area or the other, whether it's charity, taxes, debt, saving, or investment. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the financial house, everything's got to be in order. And when you have too much in any one order, regardless if it's good, there's an old saying that too much of a good thing is still too much. Mm-hmm. So just to have and live a proper life, to be comfortable with what you are, two things had to fall in. One is the allocation, absolutely. But once the allocation is set up, it's going to change from time to time, regardless. Mm. It's always going to be moving. Your life's constantly changing. The markets are constantly changing. So should your investments, and so should your financial plan. That gets us back to the accountability. So right before the break, I was saying that, unfortunately, that too many Americans will set up their 401k, their IRA, their insurance, and then just put it in a drawer. Right. Mm-hmm. And then never touched again. But when you work with a financial planner, and hopefully you work with a good one, is that we will be a professional nag to a certain degree. If you say that these are the things that are important to me, these are the things that I want to accomplish, these are the charities that are important, these are the values that are important, then as we invest, regardless of what the markets are doing, is we already have a roadmap, so to speak, of where we want to get to. It's just a matter of how do we maintain the path that we're going from time to time as curveballs are thrown at us, right? This COVID came out of nowhere. I mean, I don't care which guru you're talking about financially, nobody expected this across the world. And so now how do we best go from where we were 4 or 5 months ago to where we want to be 5, 6, 15 years from now? So mm-hmm. you need to sit down with someone on a regular basis, have conversations, and either make changes or not make changes based upon where you want to be.
Financial decisions are not stayed, but they are variable, they are fluid, and they need to be revisited on a periodic basis, not merely as a matter of good practice, but with regard to major events that may occur, unpredictable events like the COVID-19 outbreak. That's what I hear you saying, Bruce. I just want to make sure we're framing that properly in the thinking of our listeners, correct?
Absolutely. So as a Marine, we had a saying, adapt and overcome. And so mm-hmm. the same should be said of our financial accounts in our financial life. It doesn't mean that we do need to make a decision. Matter of fact, a lot of my clients right now are doing nothing. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, mm-hmm. after researching and looking at their short-term goals, their long-term goals, the investments they hold, we've decided not to do anything. But then there are some that do need to make strategic changes, and we will make changes. So we have to be ready to make changes. And we hope that we don't have to, but at the end of the day is, again, your life's constantly changing, the market's constantly changing, and so we need to be ready at all times to make those decisions.
When it comes to giving, let's get into the nuts and bolts of a couple of particular areas of money management. Giving is one of those areas. Giving is aligned with our income. Giving helps us turn faith into action. What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's an old saying out there somewhere that says, show me a person's checkbook and I'll show you where their heart and their desire is. So in this case, when it comes to giving, under our Christian values, our Christian beliefs, is that the scriptures say that we are to give, and in not just to the church, but we are to give to the elderly. We are to give to the poor. We are to love our brothers as we love ourselves. And so in this case, giving becomes very important, especially again in the time period that we're living in, mm-hmm. where, you know, we can count our blessings. We're home, we're healthy, we've got money, but we can give to those that are a little bit less fortunate or a lot less fortunate. And so we just try to help clients with different strategies on how to give. Mm-hmm. better ways to give. There's been a lot of changes in the tax code over the last couple mm-hmm. years. And so there are ways that when I sit down with an individual that we can look at and find better ways not only to give more money, but to control the tax issues. So there are definitely better ways that clients and people can give to any charity of their choice. It just depends on their age, their income, their tax code, and taking it from there. So it's all about personal planning again, financial planning, retirement planning.
And I want folks to understand that it's not merely about the income. It is also as much about what happens with regard to what comes out of your paycheck, the taxes. You've mentioned that word several times, and we just talked about giving, and we've just now mentioned taxes. How do taxes impact how we live and how we give?
Absolutely. So that, great question. It really is so many different aspects of our life that the taxes affect. So we can make sure that when we're sitting down, that first and foremost is reducing taxes in the now. Mm-hmm. How do we go about that? What type of accounts, mm-hmm. what type of investments do we use? And then, of course, how do we affect our tomorrow dollars, our retirement dollars? How do we make them tax-free? How do we defer taxes? How to use and what investments to give to the church to reduce taxes? So there's so many different ways to go at it, and it's not something that you can just say, okay, I'm going to do this one time and be done with it. No, it is an ongoing strategy. Mm-hmm. As your income changes, as your taxes change because of your income, whether they go up or down or whether you retire, there's a falsity out there that most people believe that when they go into retirement that their taxes are going to be reduced. Well, that's just not simply the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, the taxes are based upon the tax structure of the time that we're in. And then it depends on if you've done a really good job of planning and you have enough money set aside for retirement, you might be taxed more in your retirement. So it's one of those things that you just can't simply put a silver bullet to. It's one that you have to sit down and strategically plan both today and for tomorrow.
Now, we've talked about a lot of things and we've stepped on the threshold of a number of very important concepts. But a lot of what we've been discussing is something that any individual can employ in terms of questions they may ask or practices they may develop with regard to handling their finances, planning for the future, setting aside money for investments, passing money on to charities and or family members for that matter. All of these are areas that you can help people do. But there's another big C word that we need to talk about in conjunction with married couples, and that C word is, of course, communication. People have different investment styles, but married couples in particular may find themselves grappling with financial dilemmas based on a difference in financial styles and a lack of communication. Talk about that dynamic just for a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. In the time that I've been doing this, we realize that the old adjective, again, is men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And it's no different when it comes to the money. What I'll find, unfortunately, a lot of times is one of the spouses will handle all the money, whether it's, you know, taking care of the bills or the investments. A lot of times just to avoid fights. And I tell people all the time that, you know, spouses need to be on the same page. They have mm-hmm. to be at least in the same room when it comes to investing, because there's so much that makes up how we feel and what we believe about money, what we've been told, the places that we've learned about money, what is the purpose of money, period. All these things are different from person to person. And that's where, again, you said couples need to come together and say, okay, this is where we're at. How do I feel? How do you feel? How do we best come to an agreement to move forward to reach the goals and the things that we desire? And so it's constant communication is the key. And if you're not on the same page, then it's almost impossible to hit your goals, because if one person's shooting at one target and one person's shooting at the other target, some point in time, it's just going to fall apart.
Well, I'll tell you, and it may not, and that is, of course, the ultimate negative consequence, but it may not be that the conversation is always negative. It may be that it's tense and uncomfortable, where you have one party saying, I don't like to talk about money, and I certainly don't want to talk about planning for life events, particularly events that mean we have to plan for the day when we have to pass what we have on to others. So you may have one spouse that says, I can't talk about money, death, dying, inheritance, and all that stuff, where the other person is saying, look, I'm taking a look at retirement. I'm taking a look at taxes. I'm taking a look at the time when we are going to have to move on and pass what we have on to the family, on to our church, on to some other charity. How do you reconcile people in a situation like this? Is there a wake-up call, a phrase? Is there some magic word that you use to get them to come together for a common goal?
No, there really isn't. I mean, it's a case-to-case basis. But I think a couple things. Number one is that most people don't plan to fail, right? It's just they haven't taken time to put that plan together. So what happens is, for these couples, is there's no easy way to do it. It's one of those things where they just have to sit down and find their peace, their happiness. Mm-hmm. But how do they do that? Well, if they're on the same page, normally that's a good start. If we can get them to a point where we discussed maybe one thing at a time. And for a lot of couples, this isn't a one and done. This isn't, we sit down for a half hour, an hour,
right,
and we hammer all this out. No, there's baby steps involved. And so if we can at least just talk about maybe the allocation of the retirement account at work, and then talk about something else, and maybe get around to what really is the sore spot is maybe the debt, or maybe one spouse feels that because they don't earn as much as the other spouse, they have no right to make financial decisions. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the breadwinner just decides, hey, I'm the major breadwinner. I'm going to make all the decisions. And so we have to come back and bring it to our faith. And again, back to the stewardship is, regardless of how much we make or who's a breadwinner, that it's got to be done correctly. And the first place is to turn is to our Christian worldviews.
And one of the things that I think we have to understand, that we can be gracious to one another in a situation like this. So if one party decides, well, it's not my strong suit, it's not something I really know a lot about, and I'll tell you, I'm not really concerned about it, but I would like to know that things are at least being looked after, and I'm going to trust you to do that. This is where the other partner must make it his or her responsibility to be accountable to that particular partner, so that they are up to speed in a way that's comforting for them with regard to the family's personal finances. What say you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's why I do such a great job, and I've got great client retention and would have great reviews from clients, is that I try to make it as simplistic as possible, because at the end of the day, the more you're comfortable with what you have, the better off you're going to be. So if we can keep the decision making or the understanding of the investments and boil it down to the most simplest terms, then people are comfortable. And the more comfortable they are, then less chance for making negative knee-jerk reactions, and a better chance of understanding of making the right decisions going forward. So I would almost consider myself a financial teacher as much as a kingdom advisor.
Bruce Parmenter is kingdom certified, if you will. He is a biblically responsible financial advisor. He is with Clear Horizons Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. As you can tell by now, he knows of where he speaks with regard to helping us plan strategically with regard to our finances. And that's what this hour has been all about. And Bruce, I think that there are a lot of people out there who may still be saying to themselves, well, you know, I have certain beliefs about spending. I have certain beliefs about lifestyle. You have said that spending can define lifestyle, but can also indicate problems with one's lifestyle. How do we recognize lifestyle versus the problems of a lifestyle where spending is not strategic?
Yep. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but at the end of the day, this is where we do have to put pen to paper and sit down and realize where the majority of money is being spent. I think one of the most typical, and especially under the current conditions with COVID, is it might be with, spending money on food. You know, mm-hmm. we see it as a $5 here or $10 there, but until we sit down and physically track that money over the course of a month, we might not really know the true implications of what mm-hmm. that spending is doing to not only our overall budget, but to our future. I mean, when I've boiled down smoking cigarettes for clients in the past, and there's nothing wrong with cigarettes, but at the end of the day is, if you're spending $5, $6, $7 a day over a course of month, how much of that money could be used to mm-hmm. paying down debt, to reducing your mortgage or adding to life insurance that maybe you don't have, or maybe just adding additional money to your savings account, or more importantly is for the future, for your retirement accounts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about money, planning for the future, and how we're going to act more strategically so that our lifestyle does, in fact, line up with our profession of faith and what our goals are, not only for the short but for the long terms, talk about the benefits of financial planning. In a manner of speaking, how does financial planning and working with an advisor like Bruce Parmenter help me not only in the short term, but in the long term?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess the biggest thing is the getting around to it. I think that's the hardest thing for most people is not knowing where to turn. We're dealing with someone's money, with someone's child's college money. Let's face it, we're dealing with your future. And there's been a lot of horror stories in the media over the last 10, 15 years, let's face it. But we are in the most regulated industry in the world, mm-hmm. and most people that sit in my chair do a great job for their clients. At the end of the day, though, if it's not looked at, if it's not taken time to sit down, then you'll never know. And the unfortunate spot is when it comes to retirement, there is no do-over. Either, mm-hmm. either you're prepared or you're not.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you don't want to be that 75, 80-year-old that is going to a job because they have to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to work for a paycheck, but it's another thing to go to a place of employment because that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So regardless if you want to retire early, 55, 60, or whether you're just planning on working until you really can't work anymore, dealing with a financial planner can really put some perspective into play. I've had clients in the past that thought they were, you know, 10, 15 years away from retirement. And when we mm-hmm. physically sat down with all their investments, all their debt, with their income stream, Social Security, and so many other things, and took all those, let's call them statements, and put it together in a financial plan, really looked at it under the microscope, they realized on their own with the path that they wanted to take that retirement was only a year and a half away. Mm. So they didn't retire in a year and a half. They worked for another two and a half years. But at the end of the day, they did it on their terms. And once they realized what their future looked like, that really it hit home in a place where now they were really focused on it and they were more apt to work the plan than not to.
working the plan. And that's the key phrase that I think, Bruce, that you and I want to stand out in the minds of people who are listening to us. They have not had a plan, perhaps many of them. Some of them who have had a plan have not had that plan evaluated by another set of eyes that would be more objective, perhaps even more knowledgeable. And what you have said in many of your presentations and seminars is that when you work with a financial planner, it helps you not only craft that plan, but build better communication with everyone connected to your money and your financial matters. And it creates a better foundation for decision making with regard to everything else you have to do. And it also helps you understand the total impact of any financial decision. Talk about impacts of financial decisions and why it's important for us to understand that.
Yeah, if someone takes time to really sit down and think about each individual dollar that they either spend or invest, there are lots of different outcomes that that dollar or dollars could make. With the investing, first and foremost, there are things called angel investing, there's impact investing, there's socially responsible investing, and then what we've been talking about is our faith-based investing. So we really have to think long and hard about where our dollars are invested or where we're spending money. How does that reflect in our Christian views and what positive or negative that might have going forward? So sometimes it's not easily discovered or really thought about, and that's where, again, working with someone and being able to give direction and point out things that other clients have done in the past where that might be a positive impact or a negative impact upon your faith.
And you have to consider the impact of dollars spent, dollars earned, dollars invested. Not too little can be made of it. There's one other principle that I want you to address in our closing couple of moments, Bruce, and that is this. When we have talked about stewardship and why stewardship as a point of view with regard to your earnings, your spending, your investing are concerned, you say that wise stewardship equals spiritual health. Explain.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at the end of the day is that we can be enslaved to money or we can use money to be directed to based upon our Christian worldviews. And if we've got too much debt, if we've got too much mortgaged, if the decisions where we're using those monies don't reflect then we're not fully capable of doing what our values say that we should be doing with that money, and we're not true stewards of that money that we've been entrusted to.
Very, very important concepts to remember and to keep in mind. And before we close this out, Bruce Parmenter, biblical responsible financial advisor with Clear Horizons Wealth Advisors, tell people once again how they can contact you to not only learn more about you, but learn more about how they can invest for the future.
Absolutely. So the easiest way would be to give us a call and set up a time to meet in one of our offices or, again, at the kitchen table or at the church. That number, again, is 734-284-3700, and somebody's always manning the lines. Or you can check us out on the website at www.ameriprise.com. And then simply put in Clear Horizon Wealth Advisors, or you can put in my name, Bruce Parmenter, and you can pull us up.
Again, Bruce Parmenter is Clear Horizons Wealth Advisor, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. And in addition to that, folks, he has spent the last hour with us talking about your financial health and meeting your goals, not only as a steward of those things that the good Lord has placed in your hands, but investing those dollars in a God-honoring way. Bruce, thanks so much for spending time with us. I greatly appreciate the information that you have shared.
Daryl, thank you. You're a true blessing. I thank you for all that you do. God bless you.
Thank you so very much.
You've been listening to Investing by Faith. I'm Bruce Parmenter, financial advisor with Clear Horizon Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial, where we help you make the most of what you've been entrusted with. So when it comes to planning for your financial goals, we understand that you want an advisor that shares your Christian worldview. Check us out at Ameriprise.com/Clear Horizon Wealth Advisors or give us a call at 734-284-3700. That's 734-284-3700. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisor products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.